The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome
Lord
back.
Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's National Intel Report already. This Friday, September 7th, 2018. I am your guest host, once again, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller, regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're on the phones. We have Ken in Florida on the line. And Ken, you were talking about the USS Liberty, the Israeli F-4 Phantom jet strafing and the et cetera, the specious narrative, and for anyone who believes it.
Yeah, this is actually Daniel from British Columbia, so you might have Ken on next.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, I do. And, okay. My notes are moving too fast. Sorry, Daniel, I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, so, you know, Israel's excuse whenever this subject of the Liberty is brought up was that it was just a mistake. Yeah. Anyone can make a mistake.
An honest mistake,
If it was a mistake, then why were they committing a war crime, which is a war crime to... you know, machine gun some lifeboats. I mean,
right.
That's the most atrocious thing you could probably do. And it's, as far as war rules go, that's about the worst thing you can do. I mean, it's like the international flag of the white flag for surrender. You know, nobody except the Israelis would defy something like that, in my opinion.
Well, it's interesting. You know, this is, again, one of those sort of double-minded, double-think dilemmas that we run into. We, you know, at certain levels, the war colleges, Rand Corporation, et cetera, they acknowledge that all's fair in love and war. And, in fact, you know, like Sun Tzu said, all war is based on deception. And, you know, they have political and psychological warfare detailed, I would say, by Machiavelli and others. But then we pretend that there are rules, and those rules are constantly violated. And we are, in America, you know, we're led to believe that we are a sort of a beacon of virtue when it comes to fighting in a noble sort of way and fighting for what's right and honorable and virtuous. And yet, far too often we're confronted with the reality that what happens in our names, in your name, my name, is anything but virtuous and noble. So it's interesting, you know, the rules of war, the rules of engagement, and the violations thereof that are then sidestepped or dismissed. Or
yeah, exactly. What we consider a hero today, someone like John McCain, whose father helped cover up the USS Liberty.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's he's worth $200 million. It's like Pelosi. You know, you go into public service. I'm sure Jim Traficant never made $200 million. That's for sure.
Yeah.
His wife was tied to the Bronfmans, who used to run Canadian whiskey during Prohibition to Al Capone.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of goes back to the Opium Wars and flooding the population with these intoxicants and making a buck at the same time, and funding the crimes, the criminal network. You got the Bronfmans were just named in the Paradise Papers.
Yeah,
hiding their money in the Antilles, and this is one of the richest Jewish families in Canada, and they're the biggest backers of the Trudeau government, this socialist nightmare that we're living under here.
Yeah.
Trying to take our guns and everything else. You know, the Clara Bronfman, the daughter of Edgar Bronfman, who's now deceased, he was a former head of the World Jewish Congress, but she was just arrested for ties to the sex slave trafficking network. So, yeah, some of these dominoes are starting to fall, but simply they're just not falling fast enough. We need to keep the Republic broadcasting alive. I think people need to, like, you know, cut their cable and take that money that they'd be watching the NFL games with and give half of it to John Stadmiller and his network, and keep guys like Mike Rivera and yourself, you know, talking for years about this. It's the only thing we can really do. Social media is so you know, they're just banning and shadow banning. And I mean, I try to get the word out, but I've had YouTube channels one after the other get knocked off. So.
Yeah. And I agree. You know, it's a psychological war first and foremost. I agree with the way John Adams put it, you know, a change in the religious sentiments and duties and obligations, basically a mental shift. And so you mentioned some names like the Sassoon family, the Bronfman family. And if America, if, you know, the West, America, Canada, if we'd all get if we could have that mental shift where people weren't fawning. I mean, I've said on the Road Warrior radio broadcast recently that If we thought properly, if we understood the CIA, for example, and these agencies that we have in the United States, in America, if we viewed them with a healthy sense of dread and skepticism, they probably wouldn't exist. And look at all the things that would go away. Most of the mainstream news outlets in America would probably disappear because they are untenable in their current form. And I've mentioned in a technocratic age where it's difficult for Republic Broadcasting to keep running, how is it that CNN still functions? You know, those ads that they're running, and even, you know, you see on Fox and other networks, they're running schleppy commercials these days. Those can't be generating the kind of revenue to keep those platforms going. And Facebook is the same way. How many people actually spend money on Facebook? The advertising, it seems untenable. And so, you know, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012 is expensive. As Bernays wrote in Propaganda in 1928, it's expensive to propagandize people. And without the CIA and the slush funds and the laundering, it wouldn't be possible. So if we viewed those things, if we viewed the FBI with a healthy sense of skepticism, it would probably go away. And all of the problems with it, NATO, DHS, you know, Department of Education, all of these agencies that really just create more problems than they solve, if they solve any at all. So viewing, like you know, you talked about the Sassoon family, you know, profiting from the opium wars in China, one of the founding, you know, crime syndicate families in the OSS. It's interesting for folks that don't know, it should be enough just to go to Wikipedia, for example. The Sassoon family Wikipedia entry, you know, for anybody paying attention, says right at the top of the page, the Sassoon family, known as the Rothschilds of the East, due to the great wealth they accumulated in trade. That right there should be a huge red flag to anyone paying attention, you know. And there are countless. Go ahead.
What did Kennedy want to do?
Yeah,
he wanted to break the CIA up into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. And Trump should have done that on his first day in office. But
and that
you know,
is
I,
one
I,
of the
I
biggest.
Digress.
Absolutely, that's one of the biggest things that I point to when people say, "Oh, but he's making a difference, isn't he?" No, everything's proceeding according to plan. What isn't exactly? I mean, you have some window dressing, you have some semantics or some nuance, but I mean, what's been disrupted in a major way? We still have a technocratic agenda. We still have a military-industrial complex. He's expanded wars that were expanded in the Bush era, expanded in the Obama era. We've been in Afghanistan so long now, we don't even need to talk about that anymore, according to the Trump administration. What is changing? You know, I ask rhetorically. Your point about the folks being enriched basically by their so-called service, public service, I always think of James Madison's words in Federalist 62, the sagacious and moneyed few, of which James Traficant was not. He was not one. But Madison wrote, another effect of public instability is the unreasonable advantage it gives to the sagacious, the enterprising, and the moneyed few over the industrious and the uninformed mass of the people. Every new regulation concerning commerce or revenue or in any manner affecting the value of the different species of property presents a new harvest to those who watch the change and can trace its consequences. A harvest reared not by themselves, but by the toils and cares of the great body of their fellow citizens. This is a state of things in which it may be said with some truth that laws are made for the few, not for the many. So,
yeah, that brings it full circle to the Keating Five scandal with
absolutely
John McCain, you know, keeping this Senate committee to find out, you know, what's going on with these people getting their life savings and their pension looted from the Lincoln Savings and Loan. And then you hire someone like John McCain, and I'm sure he'll take care of it. No, you know. Anyways, I'll let you get on to your next caller. Great show. And I just listened to you for the first time the other night. So actually, it was a rebroadcast. And that's where I heard Lark from Texas. So I'll phone in again.
Right on. Thanks, Daniel. I appreciate it. And
you're
speaking
welcome.
Of the Keating Five and McCain viewed by, I don't know, I guess some people in America, I don't know, according to the mainstream press, a lot of people, but Michael Milken is a hero now in America too. You know, it's just, it's shocking, you know. Anyway, same thing. Appreciate your call, Daniel. Thank you. Great points. So top of the second hour, two things. Again, the announcement, the Ship That Won't Sink conference tomorrow, September 8th, 2018, 75 miles from San Antonio, Texas. And it should be really – I mean, I wish I was going, really. It sounds fascinating and really cool. If you can make it, I would go. You know, it's almost one of those things you wonder. You wonder sometimes, that many people in one place, is it safe? I'm just kidding. But seriously, so Texas 9/11 Truth Group's committed to supporting the Ship That Won't Sink conference, landmark conference. There are a number of those groups that are attending. And of course, you know, again, like I said, next Tuesday is the 17th anniversary of the fateful, you know, that fateful day. So it's, you know, the same subject matter, same discussion, obviously. And, it should be really, really interesting. I mean, man, Ron Avery opens, Phil Turney, Dave Gary, Chris Bolin, Richard Gage, Mickey Poletta, Mark Anderson, John Stadmiller. That name sounds familiar. But seriously, I mean, it's going to be pretty incredible. So if you can be there, definitely make it. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the link at the top of the page to learn more and get tickets. Also, like I said, the story, top story right now on republicbroadcasting.org. Here's the proof. What are you waiting for? Email this to as many people as you can, as quickly as you can. And again, it's the combination of James Traficant's speech, 1993, the bankruptcy of the United States speech, and the video, the national debt scam. So check that out. Back to the phones. Ken in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. This is my first time call. And, you know, I quite honestly want to ask you, for your RBN audience, exactly what is your narrative when you come on the show earlier? I know you're doing the show for John.
Yeah.
What is your narrative? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not a dumb guy. But every time I listen to you, I don't know where you're going. I honestly don't have no clue where you're going. I understand a lot of what you're saying, but I'm not a Bible scholar, and I mm-hmm. know you know a lot about the Bible. But explain to the audience, if you will, exactly what is your show about?
That is a good question. Road Warrior Radio is a broadcast that began essentially as... Well, to be quite frank, it was based on, I would say, an impetus from the, it was like a directive from the Holy Spirit. I learned some things. The way that it was inspired, basically, I felt like I got this revelation from the Holy Spirit that I would learn some things that were not in keeping with conventional thinking, and then those things needed to get out. And so that is the, I mean, if you want to get down to the exact impetus, that's it. Exactly. And from there, you know, I did learn obviously a number of things that I would say Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors, not just mainstream. Right. So there's alternative Kool-Aid. And there are these channels, historically, I would say they've been referred to as the well-worn grooves of history and conventional thought.
Right.
And so there are certain narratives and counter-narratives, and the investigation that I did took me off into different places. And so, you know, helping folks see these other things, there is the you know, establishment narrative, and then there are these counter-narratives, but both of those are to distract and program or engineer folks, generally speaking. But I try to share information in a way that hopefully gets folks thinking for themselves. And so that first thing, you know, learning, I was going to learn some things that weren't in keeping with conventional thinking, and then those things needed to get out. That was the first, that's always the foundational directive of the broadcast. But beyond that, you know, what makes a difference? You know, I said at the beginning of this year, actually just before, well, sure. And at the end of 2017, I was asking what makes a difference for all of us. What makes a difference? I agree with Daniel. RBN is, you know, one of the last remaining vestiges of being able to have an open dialogue about what the heck's really going on, and speak to the gaslighting that we're all experiencing in the Western world and beyond. So to try to make a difference, I've gone back to, you know, what some people might call first principles. I've talked a lot about John Adams and his letter to Hezekiah Niles, his letters to William Tudor, talking about who James Otis was.
I'd like to just
what
say
James Otis was all about. Do you want to hold that thought?
Okay. All right.
To the other side of the break?
Okay.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Question is, you know, fitting, I would say. I feel the same frustration, honestly, sometimes. A follow-up response to your question, Ken, I would say Road Warrior Radio is predominantly unstructured, and this may help to clarify, I guess. As an unspoken rule, I'd say I'm averse to a structured narrative, so to speak, because I believe it arguably borders on the same kind of manipulation, programming, or engineering I speak out against, basically, of one sort or another. Not that I intend to do that, but I think sometimes we can fall victim or prey to certain things, forces that we don't realize But so for better or for worse, I would probably say I err on the side of unstructured. And I also try, in the spirit of getting these things out that I think are important for people to understand, I try to point people to resources that I think are worth looking into. And I mention guys like Richard Grove, for example, over at Tragedy and Hope. I think he's done a landmark job of gathering resources. For structure, I try to point to people like Richard Grove, for example. Does that help to clarify at all?
Well, I understand where you're going. I totally understand, and I respect that. I respect that. The only thing, actually, I was never going to call tonight, and then I heard you mention Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, Chris Hinckley never talks about Zionism. What's going on here? And I'm thinking,
actually,
you know,
I do on a fairly regular basis, I would say.
Okay, well, I don't think I ever heard that, but that's what prompted me to call, because, you know, most of the time that I listen during the day, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? I really don't understand what you're talking about. And I'm not a dumb guy. But again, you have a lot more knowledge in Christianity and other topics that I never, you know, I'm not much of a reader, so I guess that's why. But I'm thinking, you know, most of the audience probably feels the same way. Like, what the hell is he talking about? So I'm not here to criticize you. I'm just saying I respect you very much for what you're doing. But I thought tonight I would call and just ask you, because the Zionists are basically controlling the government, I'm wondering why you never even talk about that.
I do on a regular basis. As often as I can, without sounding like a stuck record, I refer to Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, August 15, 1871, as the most prophetic letter never written, allegedly, because of the outline of three world wars, particularly World War III, and pitting political Zionism against political Islam, which is, I mean, when you reflect and think about a letter that was written 150 years ago, and today in the news you can't go a day without seeing political Zionism and political Islam collided together, and the whole world being drawn in precisely the fashion the letter outlines. And the first mention we see of it predates World War II. That's publicly the first public disclosure that we can point to by Cardinal Rodriguez, I believe, in 1925 is astonishing. You know, 100 years later of the first public recognition of this allegedly apocryphal letter, this is how every day of front page news reads. And so I would refer to it as political Zionism, and the flavor of Wahhabism, Salafism, and Deobandism as political Islam. But it's vital. So shame on me if I don't talk about it enough.
Well,
but
no,
I try
no,
to.
No, shame on me, because I don't do enough studying as you do. But anyway, I just wanted to reflect that. Maybe I thought maybe in the future you could kind of, you know, like get more into terms of where the general public can understand.
I appreciate the feedback.
Okay.
I really
do. You take care, Chris.
Thanks, Ken. You too. All right. Appreciate it. That's interesting. You know, there are some things, that's one of them. I feel like a stuck record sometimes, and so for Ken to say, I never talk about Zionism, that's interesting. Very interesting. Because I try to. I mean, you know, like I said, the collision of political Zionism and political Islam together, as Albert Pike outlined in that allegedly spurious letter back in 1871, that's exactly what's happening every day in the headlines. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour already. This Friday, September 7th, 2018. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. And that video, you know, the post, here's the proof. What are you waiting for? Email this to as many people as you can, as quickly as you can. The video, you know, that 16-minute video by Comprehensive Research Incorporated, the national debt scam. The video opens. Imagine that you have a printing press at home that can print money, and there is a law that requires the money that you print to be accepted by every person and every business in the country. And, you know, I mean, when you think about it, it's astonishingly simple. Maybe that's why John Kenneth Galbraith wrote, "The process by which money is created is so simple that the mind is repelled in money once it came where it went," published back in 1975. Back to the phones. Mark in Georgia, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, can you hear me now?
Yep. Hey, Mark.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering with McCain, You know, he graduated in the top 99.5% of his class in the Naval Academy. And the thing I wonder about with McCain is, was he really shot down by the Viet Cong, or was it a fellow naval aviator who wanted revenge for what that idiot did to the Forest Corps?
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of speculation. We'll never know. But
yeah.
The thing is that, I don't know if you know, I'm a signature architect and engineer for 9/11 truth. And had I not taken calculus and physics in college, I wouldn't. I mean, the college that I went to, I had taken the kind of watered-down physics for, you know, I often ask, where did these equations come from? And it's like, see me after class again, Mr. Dabney, and I'll explain it to you then. But I took the calculus-based physics theory just to find out, where do all these equations come from? When they say, well, here's how you calculate this and that, the other. But the thing is, I am preparing a message to carpetbagger Barry Loudermilk, essentially demanding that we have been promised, you know, what, 18, not quite 18 years ago, that there was firm convincing proof that bin Laden caused 9/11. And the Taliban was very plain in saying the reason why we cannot hand over bin Laden is this body of evidence you gave us does not prove that he actually caused 9/11, only that he knew that some kind of event was going to happen, that he apparently gave some money to some people that you claim, according to your narrative, were responsible for 9/11. Well, that doesn't prove that he knew what the money was for. And so the thing is, like I told Barry Loudermilk, I call God as my witness. If all along the Taliban was right when they said his body of evidence did not prove that bin Laden caused 9/11, then all along the real terrorists were those that lied to us. And, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I got you, but, you know, he's still advocating, you know, he's a typical neoconservative, morally blind support for so-called Israel, an uncritical and unskeptical acceptance that their narrative is all there is to it, which, I think it's you're familiar with Proverbs 18:17. You can't hear one side of a narrative and legitimately know what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that all I'm advocating is being fair to everyone. People say, well, you're being fair to him. Well, if he was portrayed as this evil bad guy, when, quite frankly, that's part of war is demonize the opposition and not say anything about any kind of legitimate grievances they have.
Right.
And that's the thing. All the people are making all these accusations against Iran. I don't hear any of them acknowledging any of Iran's legitimate grievances. Like, how can you accuse us of trying to have some kind of regional hegemony in this area when you people invaded our neighbor under what turns out to be a false pretext, and then you blame us for going in to fill the power vacuum that you people created?
Right. And there's obviously a history of that in Iran as well, so definitely. We're stacking up on calls, so we got to get back to the phones. Mark, I appreciate your call.
All right. I hope I'm getting better soon. They sent me home early today because I was sick, but I have an opportunity to talk to you tonight. So hopefully I'll talk
right
to
on.
You.
Yeah. Best wishes. Thanks for your call, Mark. Appreciate it. Back to the phones. Jeff in Georgia. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, how you doing?
You know, not too bad, all things considered.
Yes, you had a caller a few back from the British Columbia.
Daniel.
And, yeah, he calls in a lot. He's a good guy. And, you know, it's good to have allies outside the country. But then you had the caller from Florida, and he was asking about what your narrative. I understand, Chris, where he's coming from. How old are you, Chris?
48.
Okay. Well, I'm 57,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know it all by a long shot, but I know this, you know, Albert Pike is not going to sell. You know, Albert Pike was Freemason. He fought with the Confederates. My ancestors fought with the Confederates, and, you know, we got whipped up bad. We made a mistake pulling out of the Union. But that's a story for another day. The reason I'm calling is that, you know, you asked for a narrative. And I've called in before. Usually I call in John's talking at this time. Sometimes Steve is on with him. But we have to have, you have to hear me out, please, a revolution. It's got to be nonviolent. We have to overthrow banking. You made a comment earlier that something to the effect, we could beat these guys. There's no way to beat this banking cartel because they're smarter than you or me or anybody on this network. They have more
money.
I
would disagree respectfully.
No, believe me. Believe me. I'll give you an example. I know full well, because I've studied for years, that the Jewish cartel was central to the JFK coup d'etat. They have hidden that so well that I sound like a nut even saying it. But I stand by what I say. I would say it in front of God. Okay, if you look at every element that was in that coup, it had Jewish control. They were back. They were like a fly on the wall. They were in the shadows. Yes, guys like Ruby had to come out in the open. But they did that. And to pull off something like that shows you the intelligence they have. The fact, we could go back to World War II.
And I Chamberlain would still respectfully disagree. And as far as that is concerned, that narrative, we need to define terms, because I wouldn't call those people Jewish. They might call themselves that. And that's not the apex of the conspiracy. So anyway,
okay,
I would.
Chris,
go ahead.
We have to have a revolution against banking.
That's
where
you know,
need to get focused.
Yeah, we've talked about that, and I know you've talked to John about that, and I know that's definitely a central
point. I don't hear anything.
That's a central point.
I'm not in this thing. I'm not listening to you guys because the USS Liberty happened or didn't happen, or the Kennedy assassination happened or didn't happen, or 9/11, you know, had their involvement or didn't have their involvement. I'm for overthrowing them. The talk is over with. They are accumulating probably $1 trillion+ a year. When you look worldwide at the fractional international banking system, and they're putting their money in all of this apparatus that we don't have a chance against. They are far, far smarter than you, me, or this network. The only
Again,
thing
I would
do,
respectfully disagree.
Okay,
when you...
It'd be like the 15th round of a fight. They have beaten us 14 rounds.
No.
And Rocky Marciano has to knock them out.
No, that would be a fair fight. People standing toe-to-toe and both with the intention of, you know, beating each other's brains out. What has happened is not a fair fight. It's what, you know, the operative quote to me is always from Nesta Webster's World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, page 183. She says, it is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. And that's what's precisely happening. Over and over, people's naive faith, their simple faith and lack of education is preyed upon by these not smart people. I don't think they're very smart at all. They're clever, they're scheming, they're devious. But they're not smart.
They use
the ideas that they find are useful, that they glean from others, and you know, that's how they do what they do. They rely on the naivete and simple faith of people and lack of education, which is why dumbing people down is essential. Because if you don't dumb people down, then you know, these stories about you know, McCain's death being predicted. Now they're asking, is George Herbert Walker Bush going to die in September? And if he does, oh my goodness. Well, it's easy to euthanize someone, and that's not a magic trick. So, you know, That's my take on that.
They control the American government. They controlled the British Empire at the end. They were the cause of World War II. They overthrew Russia. They killed the Tsar. They were behind all of that. And yes, they used a lot of WASP and other people to do that. Don't underestimate them. The only way that we can attack them, we have to cancel the debt and take away the source of their power. We have to cancel the debt and try to save the middle class. This $25 trillion debt is fraudulent, and it's fraudulent in Western Europe. They have bought these governments. There is nobody in Congress that would talk like me. None of them, because they're all bought out. They all have super PACs. You know, their apparatus grows daily. Their wealth, there's over 500 billionaires in this country, Chris. You know, I hear you guys on this radio talk about Soros. Soros is a drop in the bucket. There's Soros all over the place. There's 20 right. Soroses you don't even hear about.
And I refer to George Soros. Right. George Soros to me is he's an Albert Hakim archetype. He's the Zek. He's a useful mule, basically, for laundering and creating, for destabilizing countries and things. Anyway, same thing as Mark, Jeff. We're stacking up on calls. We got to move on. Right. I appreciate your call.
Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. As always, back to the phones. Paul in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
Chris, you might be interested in this brief story just about my interactions with the great Congressman of Ohio, James Traficant.
It piqued my interest.
Yeah, back in 2006, I was saddened about him being in prison. You know, he'd been in there for several years, so I thought I'd write him a letter. So I wrote him composed a nice letter, you know, wishing him the best and how tragic he's in jail, and, you know, not saying anything overtly of who was behind putting him in jail, but tried to cheer him up and this and this. I don't think I sent him any money. So anyway, what happened about, you know, on March of 2007, and I have the envelope, and, you know, he sent it back to me. It says, you know, from the Federal Medical Center out of Rochester, Minnesota. And it was a small little note, and it said, "Paul, thank you for your support." Right? "I was number one target of 1, Jews in USA, 2, Justice Department. Convicted with no evidence. You can figure it out." And then it's a picture of one of his, paintings, because he painted when he was in prison. On the other side, it was a little note he had written. And that's exactly, and I quoted exactly from the note. I have it right in front of me. I'm reading it.
Well, you know, again, I mean, it calls to mind that interview with Greta Van Susteren and the same sentiment that he expressed during the interview, among other places. But again, I mean, you listen to Road Warrior Radio. I think it's important that we define terms, because the intrigue that is created by conflating terms perpetuates the conflict and the distraction.
Well, I'm just reading to letting your audience know this is exactly what James Traficant wrote me. Now, one last thing before I go, because I know callers are stacked up, is I went to visit him or would see him in Pennsylvania in July. They would have a get-together of nationalists. It was called Freedom Palooza by the great Paul Topetti, who plays in the band Poker Face.
Yeah.
And so I would attend there, and on 3 different occasions I remember seeing Mr. Traficant. On one occasion I really got to chum up with him and hang out with him at a table, and every time he was there, I would slip him $100, right? Just to pay for his gas and in case the hotel room, the rest of it, because, you know, it cost money to drive to this event. The event was always underpopulated, so I would just, like, help him out. And he was a very jovial, great guy. You know, it's a shame he's gone, and I just thought I'd let you know that And to others out there, like, you know, and I'm going to do a little outreach to somebody who I think is another political prisoner of our day, although he's just somewhat unsavory, but I kind of am empathetic towards his plight, is Matthew Hale. You know, I think his imprisonment and the amount of time they gave him is cruel and unusual. 40 years for supposedly plotting to have a judge assassinated is complete garbage with phony, trumped up FBI informants, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think I'm going to have to send him off a letter too, because he's supposed to be out in 2037 and given a 40-year sentence, and he's in solitary most of the time. It's really kind of tragic.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's obviously political, yeah.
For basically being a pamphleteer is kind of what it amounts to.
Yeah. So anyway, I urge people out there, if you can, you got the time, write a letter to some of our political prisoners and just to make contact with them, because, you know, they're going through the hell they're going through. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate it. That is that's great stuff. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I still have the note, so if you ever want me to send you a copy or something, I'll do it for you, okay?
That's really cool.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
I wish I had a chance to spend time with James Traficant. Very cool. Yeah, in the interest of time, back to the phones. Ed in Utah, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, Chris?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah, okay, the two previous callers. One before out of Florida. You are right. They are clever, not as intelligent as some make them out to be, and they have a lot of mob-type power. However, he, like the previous caller, are correct on their facts. And Jim Traficant went right up against them headlong in Israel and here and what have you. And in fact, the reason you're sitting in for John tonight, I want to tie it into John McCain, and that's why I called, the real McCain. And the montage that's on RBN out of EuropeanFreedom.com exposing the total life. Nobody has done as good a job as that guy in England there in EuropeanFreedom.com to expose the treachery, the filth of the life of John McCain, like that video. And our John, of course, attending to what's going on in San Antonio region concerning the USS Liberty. And the real key to remember, the reason... What? Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah. The real reason to remember all this eulogy by those Zio Jews that control our media. And that's what they're doing. They're using our media. They're rubbing it in the faces of the informed, like David Duke and several on this network, and on the people down there in San Antonio today, is that John McCain's father, Admiral McCain, he's the one that covered up him and Admiral Kibbe for the USS Liberty. And when he did that, they were rewarded with the Jewish mob in Arizona. That was Gus Greenbaum, Greenbaum and Kemper Marley, who murdered Dan Bowles, newspaper reporter Dan Bowles, for linking them to the organized crime of Las Vegas, Arizona, etc. So when John lost his first wife in a tragic accident, or she went into a wheelchair, he, of course, dumped her and looked after her financially for the rest of her life. But then he married into the Hensley crime family. That's a very important point as far as the Jewish mob, the second biggest beer distributor in America. And so this is what we have going on here. And the USS Liberty, that was the real ticket. When a year and a half before all this, John McCain, Admiral McCain, covered up for what the Israelis did to our men and got away with it as much as they got away with gunning down our president, John F. Kennedy. And you're on this network, Chris. Remember that Michael Collins Piper, the late Michael Piper, he cracked the John F. Kennedy case. And Jewish American, great American Mark Lane was right there with him with it. His book, Final Judgment, where he exposed the Israeli lobby and the CIA and all of their entourage that murdered our president and then went on to do, and they could get away with it. So why not sink an American spy ship, the USS Liberty? But thank God they could not sink it. And I think God had a hand in it. But that's why I'm coming at you on today, Chris. Yes, it is. It is Jewish, and you say conflation of terms. No, I respectfully disagree. They conflate the term to cause that confusion. Those that call themselves Jews and those who refer to as Jews, that we, the rest of us, those people who identify as Jews, those are the ones I'm taking dead aim at here, and who the late Jim Traficant took aim at, and who Michael Collins Piper, and quite frankly, who Phil Turney down in San Antonio tomorrow with John Stadmiller, that's who they're taking aim at.
Yeah, well, you know, again, there are points of clarification in there, and I understand what you're getting at, and I appreciate your call, Ed. Unfortunately, we don't have time to unpack all of that, and we still have a couple of calls that I'd like to get to. So I wish we could unpack that a little bit, but we don't have time. So I appreciate it. Anyway, thanks, Ed. I should mention, I apologize for not mentioning it already, but the reason that I'm sitting in is because John has the conference tomorrow. So he's preparing for the conference. He'll be there, obviously. And that's why I'm sitting in. So in preparation for the conference so that John can be doing that. Anyway, back to the phones in the remaining moments, and there are moments. Nancy in California, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, there have been a lot of great callers today. I really have enjoyed hearing Ed. Ed's great. And I just wanted to say it's not so much that they're smarter, they're just more evil. They are so incredibly evil. And when in Ephesians, when it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the rulers of darkness, I believe that they get their direction from Satan. And we need to make sure that we are praying and utilizing all the heavenly intervention we can get. And that's all I've
starting
say.
There in Ephesians 6, right?
Yeah.
Starting there in Ephesians 6, the full armor of God, absolutely. And 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, you know, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Anyway.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's a good one for people to keep in mind. You've got a great program. Really enjoy listening to you, and you have a good night.
Thanks, Nancy. I appreciate your call and your sentiments. And we'll try to squeeze in one more call real quick. Eric in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Not too bad.
The decentralized cryptocurrencies are the solution to the banking problem.
I couldn't disagree more.
You're familiar with Bitcoin?
Respectfully. Yeah, respectfully, I completely disagree. Completely disagree. Yeah, I said on the road.
I'll call into your show tomorrow, maybe, and we'll talk.
Monday through Friday, definitely. Look forward
Monday.
To it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Eric.
Take care.
Folks, I hope you have a great weekend. If you're in the San Antonio area, attend the conference. Go to republicbroadcasting.org to learn more. The ship that won't sink. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Have a great weekend. I appreciate the opportunity to sit in. Take care. God bless. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.